Good morning. It's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. This is WHYY News in Philadelphia. As protests spurred by George Floyd's killing encourage a nationwide reckoning with structural racism, they're prompting an important conversation among conservation organizations. WHYY's Hannah Chin has more.
Environmental work has a race problem. A study of American environmental nonprofits indicates that more than 80% are staffed and managed by white people, even though those impacted by environmental degradation are mostly black and brown. That's reinforced by decades of racial segregation and discriminatory land ownership law. Now, those organizations are making public commitments to diversity and inclusion. Some are implementing staff training programs, others are creating diversity councils or consulting Black and Latinx focus groups about policy change. But years of inequity can't be solved in a couple of weeks. That's why Stephanie Morningstar, an indigenous conservationist with the Northeast Farmers of Color Land Trust, has a simple request.
We want to be seen, you know, not just in your promotional materials, but in your programming. You don't need to create equity, diversity, and inclusion boards. You need to make space for us. You need to partner with us. You need to collaborate with us. And you need to listen to us.
Environmental leaders say this moment feels different than any other. But will those changes stick? Morningstar says she'll wait and see. Hannah Chin, WHYY News.